I'm very happy to welcome now to the Radio Cafe Jeff Hood. He's director of Santa Fe Community College Youth Build, and Matthew Gonzalez joins us. He is a student builder. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So what is Youth Build all about?
We offer 16 to 24-year-old young people. We call them disengaged youth. So generally our youth have dropped out of high school without a diploma, and we then engage them with 5 days a week, 7 hours a day on campus, in both in academic classes to work towards a diploma and teach them how to build a home.
Were you disengaged, Matthew?
Yeah, I had 3 years of high school at Santa Fe High, and I really couldn't make it a lot, and I was, like, as we would say, disengaged. But coming into the program, I really learned a lot of good skills and how to be engaged and how to get there.
So what do they actually do? Like, you get a kid who finds out about the program, like Matthew, young person comes in. What happens next?
We interview them, have them fill out a pretty lengthy application, and we're in the process right now of recruiting another 20 students.
Young ladies and gentlemen, take note.
Young ladies, call us up. So then we go through, or we invite them to a two-week, what we call mental toughness. It's kind of a boot camp for us and them, for us to kind of show them what the program is like and for them to get a feel for what it's like, and Matt can speak to this as well, to see if it's right for them and for us to see if they're right for it.
What was that like for you, Matthew? What happened?
Coming in the first day, I was, like, kind of iffy about it. But then you stay and you really, like, build a relationship with the peers among you and the teachers. And I feel like I can learn a lot more from Youth Build. And I learn a lot now, but as going through the 9 months, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of good skills and a lot of great stuff.
What stage are you at now? How long have you been with the program?
Is it 2 months, Jeff?
One
month so far.
Oh, okay.
It feels quite lengthy because they say, like, I don't know if you have fun it goes slow or if you have fun it goes fast. But for me, I feel like really interested every day that I'm there.
What are some of the skills that you're teaching and that young folks are learning?
Well, there's all the academics, math, science, English or language arts, and social studies. But then we're building a house with the intent to generate job skills for any kind of job. So we're using carpentry skills to help them figure out how to show up on time and see a thing through, problem solve on the job, follow directions, and to assume leadership, because there's lots of opportunities for leadership. For instance, today, bringing Matt to talk on the radio here.
It's something that I'm really happy to come and do for Youth Build, because it's a really good program, and I love it. I love it personally.
So when you have a house, I mean, are these houses going to be sold? Or are they, like, what's the framework for that?
So we just moved a house 1st of March. We built it in 9 months, and then that was on campus, and then moved it to a site over by Chaparral School off of Zia Road. And the students built the house in 9 months. So now it's over there, and these guys are doing finishing touches, putting in the floor and the tile and the trim work.
So if you move it, you're not building on a foundation per se?
Correct.
Now, do people who buy the house say, oh gosh, this was built by disengaged youth?
Is it going to fall apart on me?
Yeah.
They'd be foolish to say that, because it's built like a rock. It's really a well-built house. We have our construction supervisor, Paul Motzinger, is a great builder, and he did a really good job with the kids.
What are some of your favorite skills in the house building arena, Matthew?
My father's an electrician, so I take kindly to that kind of skill. But we really don't, like, work around that. We're mainly in, like, carpentry and finishing touches. Like, just the other day I had finished the closet door trim with all the shims and all of, like, putting it with the level and making sure that it's right and done right.
Paul told me a story, because he then asked you to show another student how to do that.
Yeah.
And you guys leveled it in one direction, but not the other direction.
Yeah.
Which is why you need a supervisor around, in all cases, in all construction projects.
Well, and one of the things that we try to work with our students is that it's okay to make mistakes, as long as you can go back and fix them later.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I remember, we went back about 3 times to fix it, but we would just like to make sure that it's done right.
So, what kinds of? I mean, this has been going on for some time. The program itself, Youth Build, which is an international organization, started what, back in the 1990s?
70s, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And they were seeing we got kids standing around on the streets getting into trouble, and somebody had a bright idea of putting them to work and getting them a high school diploma. So then the Department of Labor, who was now funding us, they picked it up, and they now fund 140 different youth builds around the country. And there are another 100 youth builds around the country that are not funded by the Department of Labor, but
are still youth builds.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching the video by this woman who was the founder of Youth Build in New York City, and she was talking about how they not only, I mean, engaged young people and got them learning skills and finishing high school and all of that, but they really got them engaged in their communities. And where do we need a community center? What does our community need? What happens when we have abandoned buildings? Can we fix those up? And I was watching, and this started, it started in the 70s, and it got really active in the 90s in certain ways, in the 80s. And I looked at that, and I thought, why has the world not completely transformed? I mean, it's such great work.
Couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's tough. We're fighting a lot to get these kids in there and get them to settle down and look forward in life rather than when am I going to get high next.
Did you have any particular challenges, Matthew, when you were starting out in the program?
I was a real big user of marijuana, and overcoming that obstacle, like becoming clean and getting away from the lifestyle that I had been in originally, like Youth Build kind of like transformed my life, I should say. Like, I went from being like a dropout kid who like always smoked marijuana and like always followed his friends and his peers and ditched, and came to Youth Build and really changed, did a 360 on a quarter horse.
What is life like for you without marijuana, if I may ask?
Great. Instead of making my synthetic happiness, I can make my own happiness.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm real happy and proud that I did it, proud of myself, because I never thought that I would, because I started like fairly when I was around 6, which is an early age. It's because my family had, I had a bunch of peer pressure, and really, really coming off of it, I feel proud and accomplished, and like I'm doing better things with my life.
Jeff Hood, so, I mean, this as I started to ask you before, this has been going on for some time. What kinds of jobs and career development do people have once they finish this program? Like, what happens to them when they're done?
So we've got several students who have gone on to stay in college, taking classes at the community college, and then go on to higher education. We've got a couple of other students who have gone into construction trades. We got one young woman who's working in a bakery while she's paying herself to go to college, paying her way. We got some kids driving cars. We got somebody working at Lowe's. Another one actually at Home Depot. So they kind of stayed with construction industry. What else have we got?
Do they track them nationally, like how the Youth Build alumni do as a group,
yes,
so to speak?
Yes. And they've set what seems to me to be a pretty high goal of that we place 70% of our students in jobs or higher education after the year-long program is done. We haven't hit that number yet here in Santa Fe, but we're working on it. We're getting there.
How long have you been doing this work, Jeff?
A year and 3 months.
How'd you get into it?
I was part-time involved in the leadership aspect for the 6 months before that. The community college got the grant in 2012, and I got involved in February 2014, and picked it up and started running. Now haven't looked back.
Yeah, I mean, you are a counseling psychologist or therapist by training.
And wilderness enthusiast, and I've done all kinds of things. And builder. I've built homes all my life.
One of the things that was interesting, I mean, you wrote a book called The Silverback Gorilla Syndrome, Transforming Primitive Man, A Primer for Emerging Healthy Masculinity.
I wish I'd brought you a copy, Marisha.
That's okay, but I mean, I was thinking about that in terms of, I mean, is it more young men in this program
yes.
in Youth Build?
Yes.
And so for them, that whole question of being a man in this society must play a role to some extent.
I think so. Would you, Matt?
Yeah. I mean, we do have a female student. Her name is Daisy. I think of her as encouraging because it also shows that not only can males be in the program, but females as well, really making an impact on the construction and or scholar industry.
But I also, just in relation to the young men in particular, I think so many young men are just adrift. Lost without a sense of purpose or future, as they look at, you know, the way our world is, the way our government's functioning, the way the environment's going, and they don't have a lot of hope. And so that's one of our missions, I guess, is to give them a sense of future.
How does that work for you? I mean, it's a crazy time to be a teenager, young adult right now.
Yeah, and just really focusing on my future. Being in this program, it like really makes me open my eyes and see what's going to really be in the future for me and what I can overcome as a teenager, because there's a lot of factors really put in and thrown at teenagers nowadays with like the drugs and all the family problems and influences by peers, and just really trying your best to stay away from that will help you be on your good track. That's what I'm trying to do personally, is be on the right track.
Do you have a sense yet of what you want to do? I mean, are you thinking about going into one of the building trades?
The other day we took a tour in the biofuels
yep.
lab. I'm really interested in that. It's biofuels and sustainable technologies, and it's real interesting. I really can't wait to get into that class and see what's really going there.
Very interesting.
So they're making fuel out of algae.
Right.
And growing these big vats of stuff. It's
super cool, yeah.
It is.
It's really cool.
So one of the things we do, Mary Charlotte, is every morning we get together for our morning meeting, and we invite the students to step up and lead a facilitation or lead a topic, a discussion. and so the topics on the environment and on safety and success and happiness. And these guys, so they might present a quote, write it up on the board, and then facilitate a discussion among the youth and the staff. And it's a leadership opportunity. It's also an opportunity for us to explore what are you passionate about, and how are you going to express it in the world?
And I imagine, I'm just guessing here, that it turns out that the staff and the young people have a whole lot more in common than they probably thought coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say, like, me and my peers, we have a lot in common, but some peers, like, they may have other opinions based on my opinion. And we really don't judge each other based on our different opinions. We really just kind of understand it and really try our best to just really connect with it.
So the program is called Santa Fe Community College Youth Build, and you are now actively recruiting young people ages 16 to 24, boys and girls, both,
yep.
men and women, whatever they're called at
men
that age.
Yep.
And so what do they do? What can they do if they want to get involved?
They should call me at 428-1276.
428-1276.
Yeah, that's my number at the college. We'll set up an interview, get a application together, and away we go.
And go from there.
Yeah.
And by the way, the young people are actually paid to be in the program. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Paid to go to school.
Yeah.
So based on attendance and their commitment to the program, the grant allows us to pay the students up to $100 a week. And that can be supplemented by bonuses for leadership or coming to a radio show, for instance.
Right.
Matt will get a bonus for doing this.
Nice.
Did you know that?
I had no idea, Jeff.
I would imagine it also gives you some experience in then managing money.
Yeah.
Make decisions. You get $100, maybe that's not that much money, but it kind of is at a certain moment in your life.
The other week we had a speaker come from the Guadalupe Credit Union. She came and talked to us about how to stretch a dollar and the difference between needs and wants, and really like kind of managing your money, like putting some in a savings account instead of just going and blowing it all, you know. Just really, really helping yourself stretch the dollar is what she talked about.
And for instance, taking out a bank account rather than having a pocket full of cash.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, that is very, very helpful. Jeff Hood, is this something that you are going to be doing for the foreseeable future?
Yes. It's interesting. I could retire. I'm old enough to retire. But I've got plugged into this job, and I got a sense of purpose that I haven't had in years. So, yep, I'm here for who knows how long.
So, once again, if people want to get in touch with Jeff Hood, the number is 428-1276. It's Santa Fe Community College Youth Build. Now, when does the next round start, so to speak?
So, May 26th through June 4th is our week, 2 weeks of mental toughness, and then the program will start June 8th. And we go by on the semester basis at the college. So we'll have an 8-week summer semester and then the fall semester.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both so much for being with us. Jeff Hood is director of Santa Fe Community College Youth Build. Matthew Gonzalez is a student builder. Thanks for coming down to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you very much.